They claim that there were as many as 50 meetings between the DEA and operatives from Mexican drug cartels. Now, before I continue with this, I need to tell you exactly how they got their information. Essentially, they took a look at a case out of federal court in Chicago. This is the deposition that they mainly based the report on, and the deposition is of an attorney representing a Mexican drug lord, in which he claims that he was mediating between the leadership of the Sinaloa drug cartel and the DEA. Now, it is really up for interpretation whether we want to believe what an attorney for a drug cartel says. But let me read to you, Wolf, real quick, what he told in deposition. Again, this is under oath. He said, Mr. Loya Castro, this is the attorney that I'm telling you about, stated that agents told them that in exchange for information about rival drug trafficking organizations, the United States government agreed to dismiss the prosecution of the pending case against Mr. Loya Castro, not to interfere with his drug trafficking activities and those of the Sinaloa cartel, not to actively prosecute him, and listen to this, Wolf, the leadership of the Sinaloa cartel, and not to apprehend them. The agent stated that this arrangement had been approved by high-ranking officials and federal prosecutors. And Wolf, let me tell you that we have reached out to the DEA. They have no comment on this case, and there's no Mexican official that has validated this information so far.
Do we know anything else about these alleged arrangements, including if there was actually any payoffs?
The report doesn't specifically talk about payoffs, but it talks very specifically about the fact that in exchange for information, the operative was going to essentially avoid any type of prosecution, benefiting the Mexican drug cartel known as the Sinaloa cartel and providing information to U.S. agents about rival drug cartels, namely Los Zetas cartels and the Gulf cartel, Wolf.